Hello again, Audio Boomland. I was just listening to a post by Gabriel McBird about a pub he went to in Budleigh, in Devon, and it prompted me to expand a bit on the meal and the menu at the Royal Cheriton, which we went to on Tuesday to have a sort of lunch with other local VI people around Cheriton and Folkestone and surrounding areas. The pub, I think it's a hotel actually, the Royal Cheriton, but it's got a bar and a pretty good menu, really. Nothing fancy, you know, no ginger fish cakes like Graham was talking about in his boo, but a good wide selection of meals, main meals plus jacket potatoes and various sandwiches. And so you had, on a Tuesday also at lunchtime, they do two meals for £8 off a set menu. I think there's probably about six or seven choices on the menu. I think there's sausage and mash, fish and chips. I can't remember what else there was. Probably burger or something like that, and a vegetarian option. But they did things like fish pie, lasagna, corn cottage pie, sausage and chips, various burgers, chicken, bacon and cheese melts, spaghetti bolognese, I think they did as well. And they did these giant Yorkshire puddings with various fillings. You could have, I think, chilli, sausage and mash, and probably chicken curry. Yeah, and they did chicken curry and rice, chilli. And I think they also did roast dinners and jacket potatoes with quite a few fillings, actually. Probably about eight or nine different fillings, toasted sandwiches, and ordinary baguettes, hot baguettes, cold baguettes, and side orders and starters. I didn't really look at those because I just had a main meal, but I just went for the giant Yorkshire pudding with mashed potatoes and sausages. I also had onion gravy with it, and peas, and a bit of side salad. And it was huge. I couldn't finish it all. I was that full. The Yorkshire pudding was really nice and crispy around the outside. So nice crunchy edges. And you got three sausages. They weren't bad. I wouldn't say they were the best quality sausages in the world, but they were nice enough. Me being a bit of a sausage snob, they were pretty decent. And you had loads of mashed potato. The only thing I'll say, the mashed potato was okay, but it tasted a bit too processed. I don't know, there was something about it that made it taste almost like the instant mash. It probably wasn't, but the texture seemed a little too gloopy. It didn't taste like there were bits of potato in it. I mean, I know some people don't like lumpy mashed potato, but I don't mind a few lumps, small lumps in my mashed potato, because at least then you know it's real potato. But it tasted okay, but it wasn't the best. So I had that and, say, fried onions, gravy, peas and a little side salad. And, say, I couldn't eat it all. It wasn't because I didn't enjoy it. I did find it was really nice. But I was just so full. I would have thought two sausages might have been plenty, actually. So, very good, though. And I had that and a drink, and it came to £6.35. I had half a pint of lemonade. And yeah, it was really nice. The food is pretty good quality and the prices are pretty reasonable, even if you don't use the 2 for £8 choices off the menu. I think they all the food ranges from about £4.80 to about £6.50, something like that, for the meals. So yeah, very good, really. I would probably give it about 7 out of 10. Good value for money, plenty of it. Probably not top quality food, but good, basic, honest pub grub, really. And that's the sort of thing you want from a pub. So that's the Royal Cheriton Hotel on Cheriton Road in Folkestone. Well, it's sort of between Folkestone and Cheriton, really. So that's it for me for now. And I will catch you all again later in Audio Boomland. Bye for now.